Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my awesome and phenomenal co-host, the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller, and the natural Zen Diva, Dr. Ayo Kedar. And we'd like to say thank you for joining us for another edition of Mind Shift. It is Monday, October 25th already. So the month is almost over, and it's been a phenomenal month here on MindShift as we've been discussing health and wellness. So we started off the month talking about Operation New Creation, which is a new project that we are all involved in, very passionate about, that is transforming minds, bodies, and lives. So we also had a special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Connor, talking about how he was able to overcome and conquer cancer. And then last week we had another great guest on our show, Miss J.J. Jackson, as she discussed her new book. It's an actual cookbook called Broke Jack, and it has tantalizing recipes for your taste buds that are healthy and nutritious. So that was another great show. So if you've missed any of these shows over this month and you're interested in health and wellness and you'd like to get some quick tips and some things that you can do or habits that you can incorporate into your daily activities, you definitely want to go back to mindshifttalkradio.com and listen to the replays of those shows. Also, if you are not a fan yet, we encourage you to become a fan at the Mind Shift Talk Radio fan page on Facebook, as we love to hear information from our listeners, and we like to share information there as well, so you can hear about upcoming shows, upcoming events, whatever it is that's going on in our neighborhood. But as I said, this is the final week of health and wellness, and we have another phenomenal guest that will be joining us this evening. Now, I've heard a lot of great things about this individual from Dr. Ayo Kedar, and Ayo couldn't say enough about how excited she was to have this individual on the line with us. Now, I did take a look at her Facebook page, and because we're talking about health and wellness, you know, one of the issues and that many people struggle with is medication and all these real, you know, I would call them these weight loss, these quick weight loss pills and remedies and so forth that you hear about that are not necessarily healthy. And many of us struggle with, you know, very common ailments that we're taking medication for when we may not necessarily need medication. So for me personally, as a mother and a woman that has some of these, you know, regular ailments like headaches and stuff like that, I'm really excited just to hear about some natural ways of healing and also prevention. That's the key. You know, we had Chris Gloss on the show earlier this month just talking about actually valuing our health and not just healing. So we'd love to hear more information about prevention. So if there's any of you that are listening right now and you have some questions, there's some questions you may have had about, you know, how do I take care of this ache or this pain or is this normal or so forth, I encourage you to give us a call. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. Again, it's 347-989-0206. And if you're not able to get through on the line, feel free to join us via the chat room. The chat room is always buzzing at MindShift Talk Radio. But anyway, speaking about our guest, I'm going to go into introducing our guest because, you know, we can't wait to hear from her. Now, our guest is a naturopathic herbalist. That's a long word. That's a tongue twister. Naturopathic herbalist. And she's a natural health teacher and a health consultant. Her name is Ms. Medina J. Nance. Now, Medina Nance has been in the field of naturopathy for over 25 years. So she's been educating on the Ask the Herbalist radio program. She's out of Chicago. She's been teaching herbalist courses at Northeastern Illinois University. And she has this weekly TV show called Herbal Renewal. So she sees clients throughout the week. She does personal consultations. She has tailored programs. And we're excited to hear basic things, you know, basic habits and small things we can incorporate into our daily lives to live a healthier and more active life, right? So that's what it's really all about this month on Health Awareness Month on Mindshift. It's about healthy living and not only doing it for a short time, but actually incorporating habits that we can use over a lifetime. So, Ms. Medina Nance, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. We'd like to welcome you to Mindshift Talk Radio. We are so excited to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you, Stacy. It's good
You're
to
welcome.
Be here.
Awesome. And, you know, like I said, we, you know, there's so many questions that we have, and we don't want to just bog you down with questions and so forth. So what we'd like to get started first is just for you to tell us more about who you are, what it is that you're going to be discussing with us tonight.
Well, I basically am a certified herbalist, natural health teacher, health consultant, and I see people Monday through Friday who just want to either avoid taking meds or either safely come off meds. Sometimes it might be, you know, kidney failure. They want to know that they can get off dialysis or either avoid getting on dialysis. So half the time I'm dealing with prevention, the other half I'm dealing with just natural treatments to help the body rebuild itself. Mm. So I'm, you know, I didn't know I had a specific topic. I just came open for any kind of questions, but I do like that you asked that we can do some basic things, because there are basic things that everybody can do to greatly improve their health. And I always start off with purified water, you know, whether it's filtered, distilled, spring water, you know, at least 2 liters of water a day, and substituting the white sugar, the white salt, the white flour. I actually deal a lot with blood type. If a person knows what their blood type is, I'll give them a profile of the foods that are their friends and the ones that are not. So those are the basics that I do, Stacy, just starting with those things, trying to make sure people get in some form of cardio, some kind of exercise, because that's just something we say we're too busy to do, but as you begin to get older, you need to do it.
Definitely. Now, it's exciting to have you on as well because, you know, we have our own Dr. Ayel Kedar that joins us. You know, she's our co-host. She's our expert on the team, and she's a pharmacist by trade. So
yes,
it's interesting to have a pharmacist on the line and a natural healer on the line. But, Ayel, what's going on, girlie?
Oh, that's too funny. I am really you know, I'm doing great. I'm really excited about this show because I'm definitely not the average pharmacist because you know, me and medications, you know, they're necessary when needed, but I definitely am more for prevention. And so I love that Medina just already highlighted a couple key things, the water that, you know, like, these are basic things that we keep hearing, but a lot of people aren't, they're not receiving it yet. And so if they receive it, the water and nothing white, no white sugar, flour, you know, just the basic things. So, Medina, I have a question for you because I always get this. Is it okay for me to add crystal light to my water? Because water just tastes, it doesn't have a taste.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bust out laughing. But that kind of reminded me of one time I was at the grocery store one time and somebody had a packet of Kool-Aid and said, you know, should I use brown sugar, white sugar, or raw sugar? And I thought, where do we begin? I always encourage people to read the ingredients of what is in their products. And crystal light is not something that is natural to the body. I mean, if you're going to drink something, I encourage people to drink as much water as they can. And you'll find that if you get a sufficient amount of water, because your body's 70 to 80% water, you won't be craving these other things. Because what they have out here is highly addictive. The sodas are highly addictive. The caffeine, the coffee is highly addictive. But once your body gets hydrated, because a lot of times people think they're hungry and their body is just craving water. So, no to the crystal light, thumbs down. I know what they want to do, though. They want to have flavored water to drink more water, and that's fine. Just put the juice of a fresh lemon into half a gallon of water and make sure it's a glass or a metal bottle. Let's stay away from the plastics if we can. And you can put a little agave nectar, you know, 100% maple syrup in there. That kind of makes people drink more water. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people might not know that if you do put the lemon in the water, whether you put the sweetener in or not, and you drink at least 3 liters, that'll melt 1 pound of body fat.
Ooh, in a day, a week, a month? What?
That's good to know. Well, for every 3 liters you drink, it's flushing it out. So
wow.
It's not hard to drink 3 liters of water in a day.
With some lemon.
Yeah, just put the juice of fresh lemon in, and that's not the reconstituted lemon.
it's the fresh lemon. Well, if you say nothing
Look,
else
I'm
on
thinking
yourself,
of,
that alone
okay,
is
so
enough.
I need six liters of a day for 2 pounds.
Three liters. I hear somebody mapping out their plan. And you know what made me, what that brought that to mind was it is October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a lot of women don't realize that the more excess fat that we store, now you can be healthy and be a larger size because that's your frame, but if you're having excess body mass, weight, then that just, you know, increases the storing of the cancer cells. So, you know, I always promote a lot of cleansing. And when I say cleansing, I know sometimes the fellows cringe because they think I'm talking about a colonic.
Right.
But I'm really not. I'm talking about a cleanse you do by way of mouth with fiber in it that's going to scrub the colon, clean the liver, clean the blood and the cells and the tissues. That's how I got rid of lupus and chronic fatigue 16 years ago. I never took a medication, and I haven't taken one to this day.
So is it good to take fiber blends?
Yes, a good fiber blend, because, you know, there are different fibers, you know, that we have out here. Some people prefer psyllium. You know, you can use apple fiber. I like psyllium in particular because it really scrubs the colon clean, and it absorbs a lot of that excess, you know, bad fat.
I have a question on the sugar real quick before we get off that subject. I know people say stay away from the white sugar, right? And also stay away from the sweeteners. But what is it that we can take? I know we always hear what we stay away from, but okay, well, what do I put in my oatmeal? You understand?
Well, that's going to vary a little bit from person to person, but I'd say overall, you know, children should stay away from the honey. They can use 100% maple syrup, as can adults. Some people who can't tolerate sugar because they have blood sugar issues like diabetes or hypoglycemia, then they can use things like agave nectar or stevia. But raw sugar, see, let's talk about the reason why. I think when people know the reason why the white products, like Dr. Ayo said, all the white products are so bad, is because the life has been processed out of them. So if you had raw sugar, you know, sugar cane, then that's different, you know. But not everybody can tolerate raw sugar, so that's why we want a variety of things we can choose from.
And Billy, speaking of that, because I know Billy talked about, he said, what can I put in my oatmeal? But just to share this, you know, I just recently came across something a couple weeks ago that I was playing around with my steel-cut oats. And we can talk about, I want to hear more from you guys about steel-cut oats. But I got turned on the steel-cut oats.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been doing is cooking steel-cut oats in soy milk or almond milk. And I sweeten it with agave, a touch of cinnamon, and I'm telling you, it is the business.
Awesome.
It is so good. So, Billy, try agave and cinnamon in your oatmeal, and you are straight. I'm telling you, it's great. I even have it for dessert. Yes, agave and cinnamon. So I just had to share that. See, that's my recipe. That's my contribution.
That is an awesome recipe, Stacy, because for people who have blood sugar issues, now I realize this isn't everybody across the board, but a good number of people will find that cinnamon also helps to lower and balance blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it tastes great, but, you know, everything that we have around us has a purpose. So, you know, there are a lot of great things that people can do. I remember when Luther Vandross, you guys remember when he turned 50 and he made that video with I call her Fancy.
Yes.
The actress that was from the Jamie Foxx show. Does anybody remember that? Can I Take You Out Tonight?
Yes.
And he looked better at 50 than he did in his 20s. And I saw him on a primetime special, and they asked him, they said, how did you keep the 100 pounds off? And Luther looks so phenomenal, and he said, I changed my diet and lifestyle. So they asked him what his typical day was like, and he said he'd get up, and the breakfast you just said, Stacy, that would have been a great one, or some fruits, and he said sometime he might have, like, some turkey sausage and egg beaters. I tell anybody, if you're going to have any meat and dairy, please, please, please make sure it's farm-raised, hormone and antibiotic-free, because that's the problem with the meats. So he said he would have that for breakfast. Lunch and dinner, he would have a large salad, plenty of lightly steamed vegetables. He said he had a George Foreman grill, and he ate only chicken, turkey, and fish, and he took up aerobics and drank, he said, a gallon of water a day. He said, and I not only feel better at 50 than I did at 20, he said, but I got rid of diabetes. That just really blessed my soul. When I heard him say that, I said, wow. He's giving people the recipe right there. So this isn't something that's hard. It's not hard, you know, for all the listeners. It's really simple. You just have to shop differently. If you guys haven't seen the DVD Food, Inc., Food Incorporated, rent it out. It's on Netflix. You'll never shop the same again.
Food, Inc. Okay. So, Medina, what's the deal with carbs? Because I noticed when we were just talking about his diet for the evening, he was just having salads. And I hear different, some people say, well, you shouldn't have carbs after 2. Some say you shouldn't have
salads. Yeah, he had salads and vegetables, and you know. You know what he said. I'm glad you said that. He prefaced it by saying that he was a starch-aholic. He said so he was staying away from the heavy carbs. Like, he said if he would sit down and eat a bagel or a croissant, he'd eat like 6 or 7 at a time. And here's the problem. This is why I said, people, you got to know what your blood type is. Dr. Peter Diadamo wrote a wonderful book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And the whole premise behind the book is balancing too much acidity and alkalizing your body. You know, a lot of people are selling alkaline water and alkaline systems now. Well, that's the whole premise behind it. And I found out that O blood types, which are a prominent blood type, they do not digest carbs, starchy foods, gluten. And when they come down off of all those carbs, because your body is going to take a lot of those carbs and convert those to sugar.
Okay.
And then your body converts it to fat. So carbs are not bad in and of themselves, but you've got to find out which carbs your body can tolerate, you know. Because I think, quite frankly, the carbs we have, with the additives in them and the processing that they do. I mean, I went out of town last month with my herbal company, and we went to Paris, France, and the first day there, this young girl comes up to me and tells me she's lactose intolerant and she's gluten intolerant. Now, gluten are starches, you know, the breads, the wheat, the oat, and the rye. There are so many people out here that can't tolerate gluten and they don't know it. So she told me on the third day there, she said, I've been eating baguettes, cheese, bread, the whole nine. I said, well, how's your body tolerating it? She said, well, I ate a little at first, and it didn't bother me, so I ate a little more. She said, and I'm wondering why this bread and cheese isn't bothering me here. I said, it's because everything is fresh, and they don't have the additives and preservatives. So that's another reason, you know, why we don't tolerate the carbs really well. I mean, you know, it's the processing.
Right. Now, if we do decide to eat some carbs, excuse me, is there like a cutoff time to eat them, you know?
Yes. I mean, nature will tell you, you really shouldn't eat after dark. I mean, just let nature, you know, rule you. And I tell people, if you didn't get a chance to eat and you do have to eat and it's after dark, eat something really light, because you don't want to go to bed putting your digestive system to work. It wants to rest at night, you know. So that's your cutoff part, you know, and your cutoff point is after sundown. But just like you said, Stacy, the steel cut oatmeal. What a lot of people are getting are the prepackaged oatmeals with the sugar and, you know, all of that in them, or else they'll get the quick 1 minute oatmeal, and they should really get the steel cut. We shouldn't be in that much of a hurry.
And that leads into my next, it leads into two different questions, but I'll start off first with the cholesterol. For me, that's a huge area of interest for me because of my prior physical coming back saying my cholesterol level was at 231 for the bad cholesterol. And so I was advised by my doctor to start eating more oatmeal, eating Cheerios and stuff like that. But what are some other things that I can do to tackle the cholesterol issue?
There's a lot, but I just thought about it. I don't know if anybody heard it. About 2 months ago, they were actually trying to sue Cheerios for putting on the box that in 6 to 8 weeks it could lower your cholesterol. And I thought, my goodness, who are you going to sue next, Quaker Oats? It's just crazy. We know that oats, you know, fiber like oats, apple, and psyllium, all of those are fibers that can lower cholesterol. So if we're getting fiber on a regular basis, but let me jump ahead to somebody who has just been diagnosed with cholesterol. And, you know, we're talking about three things. We're talking about the good fats. You know, they call that the HDL, the high-density lipoprotein, the bad fats, the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, and your triglycerides. Now, they're going to put you on a cholesterol medication. A lot of them, they have a class called statin drugs. Dr. Io, you know about these. You're the pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, what I found about these statin drugs is that the very organ that needs help, because, you know, it's the liver, it produces the cholesterol, is the very organ that's being beaten up when you take the statin drugs. I had a young man that came to me, and he said, well, you were out of town, so my cholesterol was high. I went to the doctor, and they put him on simvastatin. And he went ahead and took it. Within a month's time, he had to go to the emergency room because the muscle mass in his arms, legs, and chest had just depleted. And he's a young guy. You know, he was lifting weights, just trying to tone up. But his diet wasn't, you know, the best. It was high in cholesterol. So he called me up and told me that, and I told him, I said, you know, there are so many things that can help lower cholesterol. Like you said, Stacy, the oatmeal, you know, is one. Garlic. A lot of people may remember that's an old-school recipe. You know, garlic not only eats up cholesterol in the arteries, but it's a wonderful antibiotic. It builds the immune system. But there are several different things that I use. What I try to do is tailor the program to the person based upon what type of medication they're on and how their diet and lifestyle is. I generally will have a person fill out a health evaluation form so I can find out how their bowels move, how much water they drink, what type of food they eat, what type of medication they're suggesting or they're on. Because the sad part about a lot of the medication, I'm not against medication. We need medication, but I think it should be relegated for emergency care. These cholesterol meds, they beat the liver up and they deplete the muscle mass, and I did see that in the news where they were saying the statin drugs did deplete the muscle mass, but they're still on the market. So what I would do is I would tell a person to get fiber, you know, in their diet on a regular basis, you know, so that it could take it down, and get CoQ10 and omega-3. Those are two good things. They could use garlic, but, you know, there are several different things that you can use to lower cholesterol. And the body will correct itself pretty quickly. It doesn't take that long. Most of the people that I put on a program for cholesterol, you know, to substitute their meds, I tell them in 30 days, if you can, go get your blood checked. Go get your cholesterol checked so that they can actually see that the triglycerides are balanced, the good fat is up, the bad fat is down, and that's just another prevention of heart disease, our number one killer.
Definitely. Now, I saw, Io, you just posted that, oh, gosh, you guys are cracking me up in the chat room. Io, you posted that coenzyme Q10. What exactly is that?
Well, your
that's
body actually... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Medina.
Oh, I was going to say your body produces CoQ10. It's a coenzyme that actually gets oxygen into the blood. It also helps balance cholesterol. But I've used CoQ10 because it's so multidimensional. I've had people with HIV and AIDS, and I've used CoQ10 because, again, it gets that oxygen, you know, to the blood, and it works wonderfully, you know, in getting a lot of those bad fats out of the blood.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people might be leery of CoQ10, but your body actually produces it, just like B vitamins, antioxidants. You know, the body produces those things. It's just that under times of stress, you know, your body isn't producing it like it should, and as we get older, it doesn't produce it like it should. So that's the reason why we should take those supplements.
That's right.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
The omega-3 that you mentioned, just for people that have no clue what that is, what is that, and, like, what foods can you find omega-3 in?
Well, omega-3 is like an essential fatty acid. It's good if you take omega-3 as a supplement because of what all it does and how much we need it. I mean, the brain is mostly fatty tissue. So I tell people, get their omega-3 in liquid flaxseed oil. And some people will get the flax seeds and take them, and some people have ground flax. But I get so many parents who have children that they want to put on Ritalin or some medication that's similar to it for ADHD, or maybe the children just aren't doing as well in school. And I tell them the brain is mostly fat, and it needs good fat. It's just in our society we've demonized fats, but those are the bad fats. Actually, omega-3, which you can find in cod liver oil, which I use a lot for, you know, people with joint issues because it's particularly good for the bones and joints, and the flaxseed oil and with the omega-3 I use for, you know, brain activity. Oh, and by the way, since it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, flaxseed oil actually prevents fibrocystic tissue from growing, and we've got that a lot. We've got a lot of cysts and fibroids in the breasts and the uterus and the ovaries. So flaxseed oil is really good. So I would take it in supplement form. If you want to get it in a food-type form, I mean, there are different ways, but to really get it in the system the way we need, you can get the ground flax seeds or the flax seeds.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great. And guys, Medina's, that flaxseed oil, that's one of those that they're not really, you're not hearing that much talk about. But if I would call that almost, you know, if I would relate that to anything, it's like a super drug.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's really, really powerful. You know, what Medina's talked about with the fibrocystic tissue, there's some research that's showing that it can help, you know, prevent cancerous cells from forming.
Yeah.
So, that's something that's really powerful that, you know, I think what we really want people to hear tonight, because Medina's throwing a lot of good information out there, is what we want people to understand is the things that we're talking about is, number one, we're focusing on prevention, and that's the whole thing about Mind Shift is what we've been focusing is on prevention. But if you're already there, there are things that you definitely can do to improve your health. And this is not, you know, the things that Medina is talking about, drinking water, adding lemon to your water, staying away from, you know, the white sugars and flours and everything else, those are not things that are hard to do. Naturally, it's going to take more effort, and you're going to have to put more thought into what you're eating and what you're putting into your body. But these are not hard things to do. And everything that we're mentioning with our healthcare system right now, it's not focused on prevention. And we know eventually there's going to be a shift that we're going to start to go into prevention mode, and then we'll hear some of the things that we're talking about, simple things like eating garlic and adding flaxseed to your diet. And, you know, I mean, those are some of the basic things that you would think, making sure you're getting antioxidants, that, you know, you have to forgive the healthcare system and forgive your medical doctors, because that's not what we're trained on. That's not what we learn. They don't learn that in medical school. You know, it's the pharmaceutical industry is a big backer of the medical profession. So that's why doctors are just not trained on alternative therapies. And it's good to be able to plug into resources like what we have tonight. So, Medina, I have a question, two questions. I want you to tell us, what exactly is an herbalist, and how does someone find an herbalist, a reputable herbalist that they can, you know, in their local area?
Well, it's usually word of mouth. I mean, unless you hear about it, you know, on formats like this or, you know, because we're in the technology age now. So generally how I see people is just word of mouth. I have a TV program, and, you know, I do teach herbalist classes. But I'll tell you something interesting. Years ago when I first started teaching classes, I started calling them nutritional classes, and that just didn't tweak people's interest. I mean, as a hobby, I was into nutrition and just would help people change their diet and nutrition just as a hobby, just because I had a daycare center back in the 80s and my son was a baby, and I used flavored cod liver oil, I juiced, and I just changed their diet. I think the only herb I might have used for them was catnip, because it's so wonderful for young children, you know, to keep them from being so hyper without making them lethargic. And it's good for other things, too, digestion and immune, but that's the only herb I used. I really started off heavily with nutrition, which I still am, but I found that when I started incorporating the herbs and teaching herbalist classes, oh, my gosh, it just blew up. And it took me a second to figure out why. It's because we're just innately born into a society where we wait until we get sick, and then we take a pill to make us better. So people start expecting that they would come to the classes and learn all the substitutes for the drugs. You know, I have cholesterol. What do I take for that? I have high blood pressure. What do I take for that? And they really didn't want to hear diet and lifestyle is how you got it. Diet and lifestyle is how you get rid of it and maintain it. Because even though, you know, I started years ago with what I did for the lupus, I did a system cleanse, which is different than a colon cleanse. You know, I see people every day, Monday through Friday, and they'll tell me they get colonics or they did a two-week colon cleanse. And I tell them all, I said, look, everybody needs to do a good system cleanse and clean up their past. We got 60,000 miles of veins and arteries with blood. That's quite a vacation in your body. We have a liver, your largest internal organ, and your two kidneys, they're both, the liver and the kidneys, are filtering all of that excess toxins in the blood, off the blood. So if you just take your age and take off, say, 2-3 years, for mother's milk and soft food, that's how many years of accumulated waste and toxins. And it's not just in the intestines, it's in the blood. I mean, I always remind people the life is in the blood. That has a spiritual meaning, but it has a physical meaning too. We got so many disorders that are blood, the cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the diabetes. Cancer is, you know, when it's just gone on for too long. But even eczema, all of these things, it's impurities in the blood. So that's why I talk so much about system cleansing, because I look at it as a way to help clean up your past. If I could have gotten to Luther, I would have said, well, Luther, you know what to do. You've changed your diet for now, but what about your past?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why system cleansing is so important. But if I could start people on three supplements, I would put them on B-complex, that's the entire B family, a good vitamin mineral, and omega-3, because it would just make such a difference. But at some point in time, we all have to clean it up. And I find a lot
what
of times when people cleanse, it gets rid of their issues. They'll call me up and say, well, I was just cleansing, you know, because I felt sluggish and or, you know, I wanted to lose weight or whatever the case was, and I got rid of my you know, whatever it is, sinuses, asthma, you know, because those things are just accumulated waste. Somewhere in the body, it's accumulated waste. Sinuses is mucus and bacteria up in your head. Asthma and bronchitis, mucus and bacteria in your lower respiratory system. It's all waste, just, you know, it just goes to different places.
Oh, goodness, Medina. That was actually the main question I had. was talking about sinus and bronchitis and asthma, because all three of those hit home for me and my household. With between my son and I, we have tended to struggle with that year after year. And I heard you talking about the cleanse just now. For me, growing up, since I've been a child, I've struggled with asthma and bronchitis forever, and I've noticed the same thing with my son. And so I've been looking for other ways, going to the health food stores and so forth, asking these questions, and it seems like they're never able to really tell me what's the best thing for my son. You know, at 5 years old, they say there's many herbs and stuff that he can't take. So I'm glad that you touched on that. So would the same remedy work for him? Would it still be the omega-3s and the vitamins?
It would, but those are preventative things, and they're also builders, but I'll give you guys a great recipe. Now, of course, it has to go along with changing your diet, because sometime at the grocery store, I'll just, you know, be talking to people, and I'll run back into them, and they'll say, oh, remember last time I saw you? I got off the white sugar and the cow's milk, and the allergies and the asthma are gone, or the bronchitis or the, you know, sinus problems are gone. So we have to look at the triggers, because there are things that will trigger it. And you always want to look at dairy and sugar. Those are two big things that will definitely trigger it. But with that said, a wonderful combination I've always used over the years are fenugreek and thyme. Fenugreek and thyme is absolutely awesome for busting up that mucus up in the head. I actually have two sisters that live in California, and that where they live, it's kind of up in the hills, it's kind of dry. And one of them, you know, we didn't grow up together. I've been here in Chicago since I was 9. I did not know she was suffering with sinuses the way that she was. And I was up in San Francisco and Oakland doing some workshops, and you know, when she told me she had been suffering with this, she wanted to do the cleanse. So while she was cleansing, she did the fenugreek and thyme, and she told me that she excused herself to blow her nose, and she said she kept blowing until this gold stuff came out and brown stuff came out. That stuff that had been up in there for years, hasn't had a problem with it since, and that was back in the, I think, mid-90s.
Gross.
So, you know, a lot of times it's just getting to the root of the problem, because when you take the things like the Sudafed and the Claritin and all that, what they do is they temporarily dry it up in your head. But it's going to become liquefied again, and then there's that swelling, you know, up in the head, and that drip, drip, drip at night. And the key is to get the mucus out of the upper and the lower respiratory system, and probiotics, when you get finished, will always be good, because you're putting good bacteria in there.
I'm sorry, how would you go about giving the fenugreek and the thyme to children?
Well, it depends on what age they are. Sometimes I have other things I might use for younger children that can't, you know, say swallow a capsule, or you can always open it up, you know. But I tell you something that's really good. You guys have all heard of noni juice. Noni juice is absolutely awesome for the respiratory system. Anti-inflammatory. It's got a lot of enzymes in it. Sometimes it could be something as simple as omega-3 and noni juice. For the children.
I tasted the real noni. I tasted that real noni juice, Medina. OMG. Oh, my goodness.
Have you tasted the real fruit? Are you talking about that real fruit, the Miranda citrifolia, that fruit? Or the juice
The juice from it, because, you know,
fruit is the stinkiest, nastiest, most medicinal fruit you'll ever.
Yes, that's what we call it in the islands. We call it stinky fruit. And my dad, when he was growing up, they actually told them that stinky fruit was, it was dangerous. So they didn't, and that's what it, just because of the smell, stinky fruit. But we know that, you know, the fruit actually, you know, is cultivated properly and turned into a juice. But I've tasted it where it was somebody did it themselves.
Yeah.
And I tell y'all what, that was the nastiest thing I have ever tasted. I mean, just it.
I don't want people out there to be discouraged, though. Don't be discouraged, because you can get it in a form, because I have it in a form where it doesn't smell bad, it doesn't taste bad, and it still has most of its original properties. Because I use noni quite a bit for a lot of things. A lot of people might not realize noni has the same properties as morphine. as far as being a pain reliever, but it just doesn't have the toxic side effects. And the other downside is it doesn't kick in as fast. You know, if you're in extreme pain, you want a pain relief right away. But Noni is one of the most awesome things. I mean, people always ask me, you know, well, how do I know I could trust the herbs? I said, well, let's make it simple. In Genesis, God said he gave us the herbs and the leaves thereof for the healing of the nations, and we wouldn't have a lot of our meds if it weren't for that plant base. So, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of them. What we should do is just find out which ones, you know, contradict each other, don't mesh well together, because I get a lot of people now who are on blood thinners, and there are a lot of things they can't take because we don't want to thin their blood too much. But that's why I try to get on people to cleanse, because when I'm talking about cleansing, I'm not talking about your bowel. I'm talking about your blood, your bowel, your liver, your cells, and your tissues. It's important to do that, because while you're doing that, your body will actually start going down and down levels and levels of healing things, things that run in the family, things that might be just sitting on the horizon, you know, because I don't want to wait for anything that runs in my family to run me over, you know.
Yeah, man.
And that's what we don't want. We don't want to sit up and say, well, you know, blood pressure runs in the family. I'm 50. I've got it now. You don't have to have it, because I have cancer and diabetes that runs in my family, and I tell people that hopefully it'll keep running right by me.
That's right.
Let it run in the family. But I did want to say this, too. I keep hearing reports that say by the end of 2010, cancer will take over as our number one killer, and they say by then 1 in 3 people will have some form of cancer. So that's why we need to start looking at the toxins and the chemicals that we're taking in our mouth and that are all around us, because you just never know if your immune system might be susceptible. So, you know, let's do prevention and, you know, build it up and not wait for it.
Now, Medina, I have a question, because we know that we definitely get a lot of reports, especially from, you know, a lot of my colleagues. That's the major complaint with herbals, is there's so many products out there that we, and it's because, you know, it's not regulated, that there, a lot of them are very leery of potency, of, you know, credibility.
Quality.
Of
quality.
Quality. Yeah. You know, you go into, you know, whatever store you go into, and there's like 50 million different brands, different companies.
Yeah.
How do we know, common person that's out there, how do we know which one to trust?
Well, it's good if you know someone who's been around a while and who's tried them, or if you yourself have tried different ones, because often I'll have clients come in and I'll write out for them what they need to do, and they'll look on there and say, oh, B-complex, this is a good example. I have that. And I said, well, why don't you double up on what you're taking? I said, and when you get finished, try ours. I use a specific brand. I use Nature Sunshine, and the reason why is because I have had the opportunity to not only use them on myself but on other people over the years. And I found in going back and forth with other herbals, not that there aren't other ones that are good out here, because there definitely are, but you just need to know which ones they are. Like, you'll go in and you'll see a whole lot of different ones. And what the media will do is they'll go in, they'll grab some off the shelf, they'll take them to the lab and see if they have the potency that they say they do. And if they don't, then everybody, you know, who's dealing with herbs gets a black eye. And it shouldn't be that way. I mean, it's just like the grocery stores. I mean, there are a lot of different brands in there. They're not nutritious, but they're there to make money. And it's the same way with the herbs and the vitamins and the minerals and the homeopathics. You have to have a company that has quality and potency. Like, when I first started using this particular brand, I would use lobelia quite a bit. Lobelia is really wonderful for the respiratory system. And for a while, I couldn't get it, and I was complaining to the company. And she said, well, we had a spill in Chernobyl, and that's one of the places that we get ours from. So we don't get it from there anymore, because we're checking for E. coli, fungus, bacteria. I mean, after all, herbs are plants. They're whole foods. So you have to have a company that is reputable enough. And unfortunately, you can get some people out here and they'll put a nice label on it and, you know, tell you it'll do something. And they're such savvy marketers that they know that if they can reach, say, 100,000 people and just and they all just buy it once, well, they can fold and take that money and go retire somewhere and start on the next project.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to have, you know, a product. I found another one, you know, for some alternate products, Solgar. That's a pretty good, you know, potent brand. But I use Nature Sunshine for their efficacy, for their potency, because when I put a person on a program, they're looking for results. That's why I use that particular brand. And I never will forget, my son was 15, and he was going off to a boot camp program, and I had some bee pollen from my company and some bee pollen from a popular brand at the health food store. Now, the popular brand, it just looked like yellow powder. And I remember my son said to me, he said, "Smell this." And I smelled the popular brand. I said, what am I trying to smell? He said, "You don't smell anything." And then he said, "Smell this." And it was a Nature Sunshine bee pollen, which is, when you looked in the capsules, you could see granules that were brown and yellow. And it smelled like honey. He said, I can see the difference right here. And bee pollen is known as nature's perfect food. You just have to be careful if you have allergies to start off really slowly with it. But it's got most of the amino acids that we need, and it's just wonderful. So I knew he was going to need a lot of energy, so I had ordered him the bee pollen. So that's how you tell, is you just have to try the actual products.
And so with that, how soon should someone, because we're mindful that these are not medications, they're not drugs, you know, how soon should people look for a response? How quickly will they see the effects of the herbs that they're taking?
Well, that's a good question, because that always brings me back to what I tell the people in the classes, is don't treat herbs like drugs, because I don't like to hear people say this herb can cure that. I always say to them, if herbs can cure cancer, then let's go to all the hospices. You can't approach it like that. You have to look at it like these herbs, vitamins, minerals, supplements, they are tools that you use to help the body heal itself. So with some things, you see a response right away. With other things, it might take time, because they don't work like drugs. Drugs force the body to do something right away, because, you know, you might need to save that person's life. That's why I call it emergency care. But with the herbs, I mean, like with me, my symptoms with the lupus were my joints were so severely swollen and locked. They would lock. I couldn't lift my arms over my head and my knees. I couldn't hardly walk. Within, I'd say, less than a week, I started feeling results. And by the end of 2 weeks, I was walking and moving and lifting my arms up as if nothing had ever happened. But I wasn't naive enough to think that just because I got rid of the symptoms that I got rid of the problem. So I kept working on it for another 6 months, and then I went back to the doctor and let them take my blood and ask them, you know, how am I doing? Because my doctor thought I was crazy when I didn't want to take the prednisone and the cortisone shots and the Cellcept, but I didn't want to take them because I'm not one who's willing to feel good and get rid of the pain today and then wake up tomorrow with three or four other problems that are worse. So, you know, I think it's all about getting to the root of the problem. So it all depends. Like with the fenugreek and thyme, you can start taking that, and within maybe 2 days, you know, everything begins to clear up and you begin to feel better. You know, it just all depends on, you know, if it's how bad the problem is, how long they've had it, you know. Unfortunately, I see some people and they have one foot on a banana peel and one on the grave. They've let the doctors do everything to them, and then they'll come in and say, "Well, I thought I would try these herbs." And, you know, it's just not that simple. Herbs don't work like drugs. But a lot of people continue to use them because they see the results and they know it's not doing any harm. Because if you think about it, the credo in the medical field is what? First, do no harm. And they call, you know, the natural things the alternative. But really, that's our credo, first do no harm. We don't want to take the high blood pressure medication, which is going to beat up the kidneys and send them to dialysis and on the list for another kidney. Nope. If your body's retaining water and it's, you know, bringing your blood pressure up, what we do is we work on rebuilding and rejuvenating the kidneys so it'll get rid of the excess water on its own. So we don't have to worry about the people on dialysis. And you see that's a major issue now. And I found out that the reason why is because a lot of these medications that we're taking, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the heart meds, they're actually depleting the kidney function. And, yes, I said that. There are witnesses. I said it. It's true. I said it in 2001 and told a lot of people, let me help you get off your high blood pressure and diabetes meds now so it won't damage your kidneys later. And they heard me, but they didn't hear me, and now they're all resurfacing because they want help to restore kidney function. Because the meds that they've been taking every day, while they're only looking at those diastolic numbers or those blood sugar numbers, they weren't paying attention to their arteries and to their heart. They weren't paying attention to their kidneys. But nobody told them that they should. All they're thinking is I'm going to take this medication every day, and it's going to keep my blood pressure or my blood sugar within a certain number. So, you know, like Dr. Ayo said, I don't fault the doctors, you know. The big pharma funds the colleges where they learn and then turns around and, you know, funds the hospitals where they work. And I'm not against what they do. I just call it emergency care.
Wow.
That's right. I'm so glad she said that. I'm glad you said that.
We need it. I don't want to be in a world without medication, especially when we have the type of food that we have. We need the medication. It saves lives. I don't ever want anybody, because I used to have people come to the herbalist classes, and they get in there all fired up. Yeah, I'm taking this class up, sister, because I don't want to take them medications and this and that. And I said, look, the meds are there to save your life. We just don't want to have to take them every day.
Chris had a question. He wanted to know, because I know we're going short on time. Chris wanted to know how long did the natural things that you were doing take to fight off your lupus?
Well, like I said, I felt all of the symptoms, which were joint pain, joint stiffness. Oh, and I had chronic fatigue also. I had both those autoimmune disorders, chronic fatigue and lupus. Within 1 week, the symptoms were gone. And the key, just so everybody knows, is when you get to the root of the problem, and the root is going to be an organ or a system, when you nourish and help that organ or that system, then you take the stress up off of it, and then it can do what it was designed to do. Our bodies were designed to heal themselves. So I felt within, 1 to 2 weeks, all of the symptoms were gone. You know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a book called The Rave Diet and Lifestyle. If you ever get that book, on page 24 and 25, it gives two of the most amazing testimonials on how these people just getting off of refined food, animal products, vegetable oils, and exercise. And I know that sounds extreme, but, you know, if your life's on the line, it's not. And they recovered from cancer. And one of the things I remember this was a doctor saying, is that he noticed within a week or two of him getting on that diet and changing his lifestyle, he didn't need the painkillers that he was taking because he had prostate cancer that went to the bone and spread throughout his body, and they sent him home to die. So the body is a miraculous tool. But I know we're just born into a mindset of what do I take to heal the body, but the body is really designed to heal itself if you give it what it needs. So if you look at the root of the problem, like arthritis is a good example, they'll tell you to take a leave. I even see commercials that pop up. How many painkillers are you taking per day? Well, what is the painkiller doing other than numbing your nervous system? It's not doing anything to rebuild bone, muscle, cartilage, or connective tissue. See, when you get to the root of the problem, and there are so many things, and we've heard of them, MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, silicon. There are so many different things that can help rebuild the integrity, even cod liver oil, just taking 2 or 3 tablespoons of it a day. But see, the Aleve will have you thinking because the pain is gone, the problem is gone, then they're wheeling you in for a hip or a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of how, you know, the drugs are being misused, but they're making plenty of money.
Wow. You have shared so much valuable and life-saving information in the short time that you have been on the show. I don't think we can thank you enough for just being here with us tonight. But before we close the show out, I definitely want to make sure that you're able to share your contact information with our listeners. And do you mind repeating that book that you just mentioned about the testimonials, the name of that
book? Yes, it's called The Rave, like, you know, we're raving and hollering and screaming, R-A-V-E, The Rave, Diet, and Lifestyle. And the book comes with a DVD called Eating that will blow your mind. I try to give that to anybody that I know that has, you know, some severe chronic degenerative problems so that they can get started right away. It's called The Rave, Diet, and Lifestyle.
Thank you. And you've said so much about the system cleanse over the course of the show. Now, as far as the system cleanse, I know you mentioned many products that we can get from different companies, even Nature Sunshine and so forth, but is there a way for listeners to contact you to get more information on the system cleanse?
Sure, there is. They can call me. They can email me. You know, I'm on Facebook. My number is actually 773-324-4372. Those last four numbers actually spell H-E-R-B. That's 773-324-4372. But I'm also going to make sure that Dr. Ayo or anybody else who wants it, I'll, you know, give them that information because I have used that recipe of cleansing the system to help a lot of people to heal, to get off their medication, because it actually allows the body to heal itself.
Awesome. Well, like I said at the beginning of the call, Medina, you know, all of us are working and very passionate about Operation New Creation, which is like the baby of Chris Gloss and I. It's a movement designed to transform lives, and we're really promoting health awareness. And so everything that you've shared has been able to, you know, positively impact everyone that's involved in Operation New Creation, as well as all of the MindShift listeners. But all month, you know, what we've been doing with every guest that's been coming on the show, we've been inviting our guests to become Operation New Creation champions. So I'd like to extend that invitation to you as well, because I think you just have so much valuable information that people definitely need to hear. So we'd like to invite you to join our team of Operation New Creation, and I'll be happy to send you more information on Facebook to let you know more about what it is that we're doing with that organization.
I would be honored. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You
I think you all are doing a wonderful thing, and I'm so blown away by Dr. Ayo. And it's just I'm always honored to share information. You know, you can't sit on it. You have to disperse it.
Definitely. Well, again, thank you for joining us tonight, and we will definitely get you some more information about ONC. And, guys, you guys have all the contact information. She shared her information, her phone number with you. She's on Facebook, so if you have not befriended her yet, we definitely encourage you to go to Facebook and add Medina Nance. Medina is M-E-D-I-N-A. Nance is N-A-N-C-E. Also, always, we encourage you to join Operation New Creation on Facebook. You can just go to the search and type in Operation New Creation. You can join via Dr. Ayo Kadar's page, Billy Miller's page, my page, and also the phenomenal Chris Gloss does a lot to promote Operation New Creation. So we definitely encourage you to get on board and definitely start taking a proactive approach in your health and living a healthier and more balanced life. So that is it for tonight's episode of MindShift Talk Radio. Be sure to hit us up on Facebook at MindShift Talk Radio or send us a personal message. Also, make sure that you're following us online at blogtalkradio.com/MindShift. So that is it for tonight. As always, we encourage you guys to live a happy, healthy life. Be blessed, and we will speak to you guys again next week, same time, same place, MindShiftTalkRadio.com. All righty, be blessed.
MindShift Radio.